Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, I want to talk today about the Inuit Eskimos, who are an enigma to the medical of trade or profession, whatever you want to call them. And they are the culture on Earth that has the fewest cardiovascular events, the fewest heart attacks, the fewest strokes, the fewest clogged arteries. And their blood cholesterol is run from 350 to 500. Now, your doctor wants you to get your cholesterol down below 200. And, of course, they have created many, many diseases by doing that. Cholesterol, in fact, is an essential nutrient. I'd like to call it the 91st essential nutrient, cholesterol. And the typical traditional diet of the Inuit Eskimos, and this has been published at least a dozen times in medical journals, cardiology journals, and so forth, and it just drives doctors crazy. 98% of their traditional diet is red meat and whale blubber, saturated fat. We're talking about whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat, walrus blubber, seal meat, seal blubber, bear meat, bear fat. They do not eat vegetables. They do not eat fruit. They do not eat nuts and grains. And their cholesterols range from 350 to 500, and yet they have the fewest cardiovascular events of any culture on Earth. Not genetic, because they leave the Arctic Circle. They come down below the Arctic Circle in the temperate and southern zones, eat like everybody else. They die of heart attacks and strokes. So it's not a genetic thing. It's just that, again, there's thousands and thousands of failed medical theories every century, in the 20th century and the 21st century, no different. All these failed medical theories, and one of the failed medical theories is that cholesterol and saturated fat cause heart disease and artery disease. That's not true. Okay? Why don't you get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, the new DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the new CD, Public Enemy Number One. And these are updates on the book, the DVD, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you've enjoyed them, you want to get Epigenetics, okay, the book, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, the DVD, and Public Enemy Number One, the CD. Now, cholesterol deficiencies result in Alzheimer's disease, type 2 diabetes, low T, low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, extended menopause symptoms, because testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, and even adrenal hormones are steroid hormones. They are 95% by weight cholesterol. Okay, so you get on a cholesterol-restricted diet, you take cholesterol-lowering drugs, you're at high risk for ED and low T and long-term menopausal symptoms that might start at age 30 instead of 65 or 70. And then, of course, Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. Did not exist 45 years ago. It actually started when they began to put people on cholesterol-restricted diets and cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs, Lipitor, Mevacor, Zocor, and so forth. In fact, in February 2012, the FDA sent an email to every licensed doctor in America that said, stop writing prescriptions for statin drugs to lower cholesterol. Stop putting patients on cholesterol-restricted diets because it increases the risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and it causes Alzheimer's disease by 100%. So that's pretty specific, okay? Where did this come from? Where did this cholesterol thing come from? Well, it came between 1914 and 1924. It was actually an ad campaign that was put forth by Procter & Gamble. It was an ad campaign that was introduced by Ansel Keys, who was on the board of Procter & Gamble and also on the board of a brand-new professional organization called the American Heart Association. Ansel Keys talked Procter & Gamble into giving the American Heart Association $1.7 million in exchange for an endorsement for a new cooking charting, Crisco, which is actually originally designed as a submarine diesel engine lubricant in 1901. Hello? And, of course, the guy, Wilhelm Norman, the German chemist who invented this new lubricant for diesel engines for submarines, was not making a whole lot of money, so he sold his patent to a British soap manufacturing company because they thought they could make soap out of this stuff, and they were a failure. So Procter & Gamble said, oh, we do better than that, and they bought the patent, and they were a failure. And so Ansel Keys said, let's sell it as food, and decided to replace lard, cream, and butter as the preferred cooking shortenings, and make this diesel engine lubricant for submarines a cooking shortening to replace lard and butter and cream. And, of course, they had to have a good story. Many, many stories, including the Seven Countries diet. That didn't work. Didn't sell one can of Crisco. But they changed the name, used the same principle, and they went from the Seven Countries diet to the Isle of Crete and took 75 guys from the Isle of Crete and took their information and said, this is the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet, which is held up as the standard for the healthiest diet in the world, was actually an ad campaign to sell Crisco by Procter & Gamble and Ansel Keys and the American Heart Association. One of the biggest con games ever was the Mediterranean diet. So I urge you to learn the story, get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, get a hold of the DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the CD, Public Enemy Number One, and you will just shake your head. Okay, you'll shake your head because you say, how can the entire world be duped? Well, that's because the medical system is a protected monopoly. And whatever they say goes, right? There's no oversight by anybody. You're going to have to read the books to protect yourself. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912 Plague. And that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's start out in Maryland. And Charlene, Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallet, I have a 38-year-old lady. She weighs 185 pounds. She's 5'7". She complains about migraine headaches. She used to control them and know when they're coming, but now she can't control them. And she says she has something called pituitary adenoma. It's A-D-E-N-O-M-A.
Adenoma. Yeah, adenoma, yes. Which is kind of a benign, you can call it a tumor. But it's kind of like when you get goiter, you're deficient in iodine, your thyroid gets big. From a technical standpoint, you could call it a tumor, but it's really just an enlargement of the thyroid because of the deficiency. And the same way with an adenoma is kind of a benign tumor. But in the case of a pituitary here, because there's things missing. It's just getting bigger, just like the thyroid gets bigger when you're missing iodine. Okay, that's an adenoma. And the migraines could be caused by this because it takes up space in your skull, cause pressure in the brain.
Okay, because she was saying her prolapse is something to do with her prolapse as far as, I thought it was in the uterus, but You said it's in the brain?
Well, a pituitary adenoma is in the brain.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe she gave me the wrong name for what's going on in her, because she says she has a prolapse that's going on also in the uterus area. So.
Well, there's no law here, Charlene, that says you can't have two different things going on in two different ends of the body, right?
This is true.
Okay. So she could have two things going on. And so let's see here. Do you know if she has any history of asthma or skin problems or bowel problems?
No. She didn't mention anything about that.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do for her. You just need to get her off all the bad stuff, right? You know, the drill, no fried food, no processed meats, nitrates, nitrites, or deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, sirloin, pepper, and jerky. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, sodas, and cooking oils. No gluten, no wheat, brown rind oats. And I would go farther. I would say if she's 5'7", I'd like to see her weigh 150, so she's 35, 40 pounds overweight. And I'd have her just give up grains altogether. No grains, including rice. I would want her to just eat vegetables. You know, steamed vegetables, cooked vegetables, raw vegetables, and fish, poultry, things like red meat, eggs, nothing fried, right? No fried fish,
right.
No fried chicken, no fried eggs. But she has to have those things. And then her servings of meat and poultry and fish should be the size of a deck of cards as opposed to, you know, a 16-ounce steak kind of thing. And I would give her two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, one per 100 pounds of body weight. So I give her two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. That'd be three selenium twice a day, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus twice a day, two scoops of the Ontane Tangerine twice a day, three of the EFA Plus is twice a day, three of the EFAs twice a day. All that be accomplished by the two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. And for the pituitary, I would give her the HGH. And HGH is a group of amino acids, which is raw materials for your pituitary to function better and make the hormones that help control the other glands. And to help with the swelling and the inflammation in the brain, I'd have her take the CM Plus capsules, have her take three of those twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month. And then lastly, because she may have a prolapse, if she has a prolapse uterus, I would throw in the Woman's FX. It comes in quarts, so one quart per 100 pounds of body weight. So she take an ounce of the Woman's FX in the morning with a glass of water, 1 ounce of the Woman's FX in the evening with a glass of water. And I would throw in the Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M, all designed to help with female problems. And then you can call me every couple of weeks, Charlene, let me know how this lady's doing, and we'll walk you ladies through this. These are all manageable things. We'll be back after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY, 1-877-912-7529.
I'm 55 years old. I've been in ill health all my life with chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, etc. And it all came to a head 2.5 years ago. My body deteriorated to the point that I was permanently bent over to the left with my left knee bent in and I could barely walk. My whole body was stiff. I could hardly bend my left ankle. I couldn't twiddle my left toes. I had no feeling in the bottom of my left foot. It took me 5 minutes to get out of the chair. So I've been to doctors all my life, and they could never help me. So I just prayed and prayed and prayed for, you know, to find some alternative, and I eventually found you. So I've been on your products for 2 years. The thing is either 90% better or it's totally resolved. You've completely changed my life.
Have doctors let you down like they did Allison? There is hope. Call 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010. Find out what Dr. Wallach can do for you. 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks, a very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Doctor Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go way, way, way out west to Hawaii. And Charlene, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Aloha.
Hi, how can I help you? Aloha. How can I help you?
My friend Carolyn is 5 feet three and she weighs a 195 pounds. She has no sense of smell. Her ears are peeling inside, and she scratches her skin, and it bleeds, which her skin is thinning. She has dry, constant cough, and she's emotionally frustrated. She's on her second transformation kit, and she takes daily glucose gel. And she's been on the longevity product for maybe 2.5 months.
Okay. And I believe your friend has gluten intolerance, okay, because she has a chronic dry cough, which could be kind of a cousin of asthma, bronchitis, all of which are caused by nutritional deficiencies secondary to a malabsorption problem, which is caused by a gluten intolerance. And then somebody who's 5'3", I'd like to see her weigh 115 to 125 pounds. So she's anywhere from 70 to 80 pounds overweight. We need to deal with that. And the fact that she has peeling of the skin in her ears and dry skin and all this kind of stuff, this goes along with the gluten intolerance thing. And so the first thing she has to do is give up all the bad stuff. Absolutely no fried foods. I mean, no exceptions. Okay, no fried foods. No processed meats or nitrates and nitrites. Absolutely no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam. All that's got to go. And then the no oils. No olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, managed salt dressing, cooking oils. I want her to just cook with water and cook with butter. You can't fry in butter, but you can actually steam vegetables and then melt some butter on top of the vegetables. And then I would also have her take the ASAP. I'd have her take the ASAP. And I'd have her take two of those, two bottles a month, the ASAP, be a dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes before each meal, a second dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under her tongue 15 minutes before each meal, so she can eat two bottles a month to pull that off. And she'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And again, I'd like her to have two of those healthy brain and heart packs per month, be three selenium twice a day, the ounce of the OsteoFX Plus twice a day, two scoops of the Yontane Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals twice a day, three of the EFA Pluses twice a day, and three of the EFAs twice a day, and all this will be accomplished by the two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Also, the loss of smell could be due to a zinc deficiency, which goes along with all this. But it could also be caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And I didn't catch, how old is your friend, Charlene?
She's about 70.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not inconceivable that she has some osteoporosis of the skull, which can be squeezing the roots of the olfactory nerves as they come out of the front of the skull down into the nasal passages, and they carry the chemistry back into the brain that interprets smell. So it could be osteoporosis squeezing the skull. It could be a zinc deficiency or both. And so I think she's going to see all kinds of great improvement here in her energy. She'll begin to lose weight. Also, this dry cough should go away if it's not due to something more sinister. I'm sure they've examined her for cancer and heart disease and that kind of stuff. And then the skin problems and the sense of smell should also come right. Give me a call every couple of weeks, Charlene, and let me know how your friend's doing. We'll walk you ladies through this. And we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way. And Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With Leslie Doctor, Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And it's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go way, way back east to New Jersey. And Emily, you're on the air.
What's up, Dr. Wallach? How are you?
Okay. Very fine. Thank you. How can I help you?
I'm feeling much better than before. I'm on the program.
Good.
I just wanted to let you know I have ALK.
Good. I'm sorry, you have what? I'm sorry, back up. You have what again?
Retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a cousin to macular degeneration. It can certainly cause blindness, so retinopathy, pigmentosa. And you've been on the program for a couple of months now?
Yes. I just started the ultimate data, and it started clearing me up now.
Okay. And can you actually perceive that you're seeing better, or?
Yes, I'm starting to see better. I'm just a little cloudy still, but I used to have a lot of pressure in my eye. I don't have that anymore.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing it. Yeah.
So I wanted to let you know and tell you thank you.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you so much for sharing your experience with everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And give us a call every couple of weeks and let us know as you progress, because you will. The fact that you responded so significantly, so well, in such a short period of time, you can expect a great result, you know, in 3, 4, 5, 6 months, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, God bless you, Emily, and thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, this is something we see all the time, of course, with retinitis pigmentosa and macular degeneration, the two most common causes of blindness in adults in America, and this can resolve itself very quickly as long as people are absorbing the nutrients. And we actually have a CD called Seeing is Believing that covers this, and this is actually the result of a wager. I said this, got to be 12, 15 years ago in Salt Lake City, and a guy jumps up and called me a liar when I said that I could help resolve macular degeneration blindness. And he says, well, look, you're a liar. This is a disease of old age. You can't prevent it. You can't fix it. So, well, let's have a little wager. If I can get 6 out of 12 of your patients who are 6, 8, 10 years legally blind, if I could get 6 out of 12 to read 20, 20, and 90 days, would you apologize? So, Wallach, if you can get 2 out of the 12, I'll apologize. The next day, he brought me a box of 27 charts. And of these 27 charts, he paid for the supplements. And I made a sheet to tell each of the 27 people how to use them so he wouldn't affect how they use them. And he paid for the supplements. Make a long story short, in 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20 in 90 days. Only two of the 27 required glasses to pull that off. 25 didn't need the glasses. And he kept his word, and I was amazed. I was expecting him to take me out to dinner and apologize. He'd stand up in the restaurant and apologize. But instead, he made me a CD called Seeing is Believing. And people purchase millions of these CDs a year. And it's one of those things where it is so dramatic that we have literally saved the vision of millions of people in these 12 to 15 years because of the information on that CD called Seeing is Believing. So I urge you, if you have a vision problem, whether it's glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, or cataracts, contact your young associate. Get the CD, Seeing is Believing, and get on the 90 for life. And we'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Texas and Eloise. Eloise, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi. How can we help you?
I've been on your program for about a year now, a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm taking 6 HGH at night, 2 Ultimate Daily, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 Sweeties, breakfast and dinner, 3 Selenium, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 4 Glucogel, breakfast, I mean 8 total, breakfast and dinner. And the call that I'm making today is in regard to my body when I'm outside or in the heat. I feel a lot of stinging on my body, like a lot of bites. Mm-hmm. Like I'm getting stung.
Okay.
And then sometimes I also have little raised bumps throughout the body.
Okay, now raised bumps, you're talking about the back of your arms on your thighs and that sort of thing?
Usually my back or my face.
Okay.
Yeah, this is called keratosis, and it's actually caused by a vitamin A deficiency, which results from malabsorption, usually a gluten intolerance. Are you consciously avoiding gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats?
Yes.
Okay.
And the last time that I spoke with you, when you recommended the HGH,
mm-hmm.
you were treating the pituitary gland, I believe, because I was having, well, I'm still having a problem with that condition called heroism.
No, heroism. Mm-hmm.
Heroism, yes. So I'm still having problems with that, but that was the reason for the HGH. And I don't, since I also have trouble perspiring, I thought maybe that was related to it, mm-hmm. because I really still don't perspire.
Okay. Okay. Are you seeing any benefit at all?
I really have not noticed much change in that at all.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
100 pounds, a little bit under 100.
Okay, so you're tiny, 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and you're taking all this stuff and you're not seeing much benefit. I would say you have a serious absorption problem, so you need to do a little bit of investigation. Where are you running into gluten? Is it your dog, your cat, the man in the house, mother-in-law, siblings, kids? What do you do for work if you're still working? Who's coming to your house, cleaning your house? Are they eating gluten if the Merry Maids are coming out there? You know, you understand what I'm saying? You're getting gluten somewhere, and you have to find out where the cross-contamination is.
Okay.
It may be just simply that you're eating things that have gluten in them, and you don't realize it. And so you really need to sit down and investigate everything in your cupboard, investigate everything that you buy, investigate everybody in your house who lives in there, whether it's the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish. And it's you got to be obsessive about this to maximize your absorption, okay? Got to be obsessive to maximize your absorption.
Okay. On the BTT and the OsteoFX,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking two scoops of the BTT once a day and one scoop of the OsteoFX once a day. Should I be taking more?
I would split it up. You only weigh 100 pounds. I would take one scoop of each at breakfast and one scoop of each at dinner time. You know, two is fine, but I would split it up so you're taking half at breakfast, half at dinner. And the fact is you're taking all this and you're not really seeing much, you're getting some gluten somewhere, okay? And you're going to have to find it. Only some self-detectory is going to find it. You have to investigate what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Are you still working?
No.
Okay. Anybody else living in the house with you?
Yes, and they're all supposed to be gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
but they do work, so it could be coming in.
What kind of work do they do? Don't tell me they work in a bakery.
No, thank God they don't do that. No, they work like for the school system, places where there is a lot of gluten.
Okay, for instance, like the lunchroom and stuff?
Yes, well,
yeah.
I suspect
you're getting cross-contamination on the couch where everybody sits to watch TV, the food preparation surface, when they come home and they hug you, beds where people sleep, cross-contamination in the laundry. And so you may have to get another set of washer and dryer and put one set out in the garage and either make them wash their clothes out in the garage or you wash your clothes out in the garage. And that will take a big, big hit off of you. I mean, we do this many times where the kids in the house have a gluten intolerance, and the father feeds cattle or horses with grain mixes, and he's got to go through what we call a mud room, almost an airlock, have clean clothes all wrapped up in plastic bags, take a shower, clean up, change shoes and socks and clothes before he comes in the house, wear slippers in the house, no outside clothes coming in. He can't come in without that shower and washing his hair, brushing his teeth, cleaning out his ears and all that kind of stuff. And then we were getting results. And it has to be that obsessive, okay?
Is there any, I mean, well, how about toothpaste and things like that?
Soap? Absolutely. You got to read labels on toothpaste. They use they use wheat and oats for thickeners in toothpaste. They use oatmeal in soaps, very high-priced exotic soaps, skin soaps. They put oatmeal in it. And so you need to read labels obsessively. You can buy a bag of nuts from the health food store that is in big, bold letters in the front says, these nuts are naturally gluten-free. And then you roll it over in the back and you look at the allergy section and says, these nuts are packaged on equipment that also packages trail mix and pretzels and other foods that have wheat in them. And so all the dust in that bag is wheat dust, even though it says in bold print that these nuts are gluten-free. Okay? So you really have to read and be very cautious and careful. Things like, you know, they have these dried cranberries, chocolate-covered dried cranberries. You say, how can they have gluten in them? It's just chocolate and cranberries. Then you read again on the back in the allergy section, it says these chocolate-covered cranberries are packaged on equipment that also packages wheat products. And is that that important? So I suspect you're going to have to, and you'll find it. You say, oh, my gosh, here's where it's been all the time.
And,
yeah, so okay. We actually have a CD called Serial Killers. You might want to get a hold of that CD. And you can call your longevity associate or call into the number here at the studio and get that CD.
I am an associate.
Yeah, you are an associate. Okay.
Yes.
And you want to get a hold of that CD called Serial Killers. And it goes into many of the hidden places that you're going to see gluten, places you wouldn't expect it. You know, you expect to find it in gravies and rubs on meat, in salad dressings and anything that needs thickening, things like pastrami and pepperoni and jerky. They're either dusting it with the wheat to keep them from sticking together, or they actually put wheat as a filler in the sausage-like meats, pastrami, pepperoni, summer sausage, bologna, salami, those kinds of things, okay? Also, they put in scrambled eggs in buffets, hotels and restaurants. When you go through the buffet line, you get scrambled eggs. Guess what? They're 60% oil, 20% wheat flour, and 20% dried eggs. And so the only time I'll eat eggs in restaurants and hotels is if they're poached, and I can see they're real eggs. And I never eat their scrambled eggs or their little omelets and all that kind of stuff. In many of these places, the waffle places and big breakfast things are open 24/7. They brag on their menus that they fluff up their eggs and their omelets by putting pancake and waffle batter into the eggs.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you got to read the labels. You got to read everything because you think, gosh, I'm getting scrambled eggs. How can it be gluten in there? Well, they're telling you they put pancake flour and waffle flour in there to fluff them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
So that's where you're having your problem. I can tell from your voice that you've been eating those types of scrambled eggs.
No, actually, I don't. I was just thinking, I don't even go out to the restaurants to eat since I spoke with you a year ago because of that same situation.
Yeah.
So if it's not happening
when you find it, you call us and tell us where you're finding it. It can, again, the first ingredient in a lot of dog food is wheat flour, you know, dry dog food.
I already changed my dogs. My dogs are on gluten-free.
Okay,
I don't even
buy
grain-free products. It has to say gluten-free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm feeding them gluten-free products.
Okay, excellent. So now you're moving forward, but I would still get a hold of that that CD, Serial Killers, and you'll hear someone and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't think of that one. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And you know, keep us appraised of what's going on here, Eloise.
Okay, sure will.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And I urge everybody to pay attention to this stuff in great detail because it will make the difference in many healthful years of your life or not. Okay? Well, I'm going to remind everybody to get a hold of my new series of information tools, the new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, my new DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, my new CD, Public Enemy Number One. Those things are kind of a 25-year update on The Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All the principles and all the things I said in Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the book, the DVD, and the CD, such as salt does not cause high blood pressure, things like sickle cell anemia in the African-American community is not genetically transmitted. It's a inborn error metabolism. Mama was missing something when the hemoglobin-forming cells were being made inside the bone marrow of the embryo, and they didn't get what they needed, and why they have sickle cell anemia is not genetic. And things like mad cow disease and the human version, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, is not caused by prions. It's not an infectious disease. It's a simple mineral deficiency we've known since the 1860s, right? And so, again, these are amongst all these failed medical theories. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way, and Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving, 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Washington and Peter. Peter, you're on the air.
Okay, I want to know what I can do about cataract in the eyes and neuropathy in the feet stemming from diabetes.
Okay, so diabetes, peripheral neuropathies in the feet and cataracts, is this all the same person?
Yeah.
Is this yourself?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you weigh, Peter?
150.
Okay, and how old are you, sir?
64.
Okay. Where are you from originally? Got a little bit of an accent.
From Sweden.
Okay, Sweden. Okay, very good. Appreciate you. Cataracts are caused by free radical damage to the very, very sensitive proteins in the lens of the eye. Neuropathies is tingling, numbness, pain down the legs and in the feet or in the hands are caused by a compression of the roots of the nerves, the spinal nerves coming out from between the vertebrae. Depending on the location, this can be involved with the hands, the feet. It can be causing atrial fibrillation in the heart. It can cause irritable bladder syndrome down in the pelvic area. And so it's kind of an interesting array of things that these peripheral neuropathies can cause, restless leg syndrome and so forth. And diabetes, we know, is caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. We've known that for 70 years, type 2 diabetes. I'm assuming type 2 diabetes, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and so what I would do is clean up your diet here. When you have multiples of problems, it's usually attached to a malabsorption problem. Do you have any history of skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
I got some psoriasis on
okay.
my scalp.
Okay, sure. You have any history of any respiratory problems, chronic bronchitis, or asthma?
No.
Okay, but the psoriasis in the scalp, that's enough to say that you have a gluten problem. So it's going to be imperative to solve all these problems to maximize your absorption. So we need you to give up all wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That includes wheat-containing drinks like beer, bourbon, scotch, those kinds of things. There are gluten-free beers out there, and so you want to look for those. And, of course, red wine doesn't have any gluten in them. And so there are some great recreational and valuable nutritional drinks you can have that don't have gluten in them. And you want to stay away from, as we said earlier, any source of gluten. So I'd have you get a hold of that CD called Cereal Killers, and it'll tell you all the hidden places, like in dog food and cat food, gravies, rubs on your meat and steak, salad dressings and so forth, and scrambled eggs and buffet lines and hotels and restaurants. Also, these all-night breakfast restaurants, they brag that they put pancake batter and waffle batter in the scrambled eggs and omelets to fluff them up. Okay, so you got to be aware of all that stuff. Okay, so get rid of all the bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then I would, at 150 pounds, I'd have you take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, one full dose of each of the products in there at breakfast, one full dose at dinner time. I'd also get a hold of what we call Vision FX. It's designed to support maintenance repair of the structures of the eye, including the lens. Vision FX, I'd go ahead, and since you already have cataracts, I'd go ahead and get to two bottles a month. You can take three of those Vision FX at breakfast and three at dinner time. And for the neuropathies, I would also get two bottles a month of what we call GlucoGel. And I'd take 15 a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And the idea here is to make those discs thicker, push the vertebrae apart, take the pressure off the roots of the sciatic nerves, or maybe even the cervical nerves, spinal nerves coming out in your neck, wherever they're, you know, wherever you have these peripheral neuropathies, and you'll get benefit. The diabetes, two bottles of the Sweeties a month, three at breakfast, three at dinner. Take your fasting blood sugar and adjust your medication daily. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much, Chuck. A superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
Program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.